is everything okay, Liv? Like, I mean, you seem like all right, but I kind of got like a little bit of a... I read a little bit of a tone in your text last night when you mentioned that I had not been posting anything to our social media.
And it, I know you did by your response. And I was like, whoa, there was no tone there. I was
no
just
period
checking.
At the end of it.
I did not put a period at the end of it, and that should have made you realize that, no, there was no tone. I was just basically asking, like, oh, like, did a video not post, or, like, are you doing something special? Like, I was just curious.
It's Joe and the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe, Liv, and Porkchop here, and I took an idea that Liv had, and I ran with it. I tried to be a team player, and Liv said, why don't we do a diet swap, and you can eat what I normally eat, which is usually really healthy, and I'll eat what you normally eat on a typical day. So we did that, and for breakfast, Liv had my meal, which is two sausage burritos with hot sauce, a hash brown, and a Diet Coke with light ice. I had, what, a protein shake with, because...
Yeah.
Something happened yesterday.
It was almond milk, two scoops of protein, and like two giant frozen strawberries.
Okay.
And then some prebiotics and probiotics.
And then later on in the show, I had some strawberries around like 10:30 or so after the show. Okay. I'm not trying to gross you out. I know we've been doing a lot of kind of like guy like humor kind of like talk stuff.
You mean gross humor?
Yeah, I suppose so. I don't think women are into that too much. But something happened. I don't know if it's the probiotic or what, but... I had to like leave the room. Your protein shake, sorry, this is gross, made me very gassy.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, it actually it did other stuff to me on the inside. And
I'm what did it do?
I was on the toilet.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's happened to you before. I don't know if you spiked my shake with
the
X-Lax.
I did not spike it, but here's my thing too, is that like you can't, it could have been from something that you ate the night before.
No, Liv, I'm telling you right now. It is from your protein shake. And I'm not saying you did it intentionally, but I can't do whatever you consume on the daily. I can't do it. So for the rest of the day, I was down for the count. I was near a toilet the rest of the day.
It was all day long?
Several times.
Interesting.
I didn't go play disc golf, which I know sounds fun and exciting, but I stayed home just because of that. Porkchop, that's why I canceled on you and I didn't
go.
So
he had my breakfast and my snack. And then he didn't have anything else that I would normally eat on a daily basis. But he did eat dinner.
You did
eat dinner, but you didn't eat what I had told you to eat.
I ended up going to Chick-fil-A, and I got the Cool Wrap, which has some nice wrap and chicken. And it's somewhat healthy. The avocado lime ranch is not the best. But I thought, okay, this will at least help make me normal.
But what I gave him to eat is roasted chicken, roasted broccoli, and brown rice. That is literally the most neutral foods you could possibly eat in
the
world.
It was too late, Liv. The damage is already done to my body, and I was just going into repair mode. I was going into like emergency SOS, shut this down, save everything.
So you weren't puking or anything, were you?
No, well, the opposite side of me kind of was, yes.
Okay.
So
that's very interesting.
And I'm kidding. I don't think you really spiked my drink.
No, I know.
But
that.
I've never had a drink with whatever you're saying, probiotics and
prebiotics.
Prebiotics, because something about that did not sit well in my body.
It detoxes your gut health.
Okay, well, it felt like the devil was coming out of my gut and my butt.
Interesting. That is very interesting. I mean, the protein that I use is also like high in fiber, so I don't know if maybe that was it either.
Liv gave me colon blow.
No, but you know what? I am a little ticked off though because
okay, and I knew. I'm glad she's finally coming out and saying how she really feels.
I'm just a little ticked off because I ate his breakfast, which has dairy and gluten. And I said, if we're gonna do this, I'm gonna do it all of the way. I will have dairy and gluten, which I am lactose intolerant and I am gluten intolerant. So it makes me sick, not just my stomach, but it gives me a headache. It makes me break out, all of that stuff. So I did it in the morning and I ate dairy and the gluten for your sausage burritos. And then even for lunch, I had a Big Mac and fries, which I would normally never have that ever.
To be fair, though, how good was that Big Mac? Because you look like you were in heaven.
I will say that was my very first time ever having a Big Mac, and man, was it really good.
Wait,
it
was
actually
was your
delicious.
First, you lost your Big Mac virginity yesterday?
Yes, I did, and it was so freaking good. And I was actually with my friend Whitney, and we both eat pretty healthy, and she was like, wait, let me have a bite, because I've never tried it either. And we're like, oh my gosh, this is so good. It was actually very, very good. I'm not going to lie.
You know what, Joe? I think you're missing the point, and this really should be a wake-up call for you. Because if Liv gave you something that's super healthy and that's supposed to help you and detox you, and that's what it did to you and that's how you felt, I think you might actually need to change your diet and start eating healthier. That should be a wake-up call, man.
The protein shake I eat is all organic, all vegan, all plant-based, gluten-free, dairy-free, soy-free, corn-free. It is like literally free of almost everything. It's the most natural ingredients
it
you can
get. It
was
definitely free of taste, too. Well, there was no taste.
But so I just think that maybe it is. The reason why I wanted to do this is because I wanted you a day in my diet, and I wanted you to see how good I feel every day.
Okay, I'll tell you right now, if that feels good, then I don't want to feel good. I want to stay exactly where I'm at.